With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Bidenomics driving up the cost of health care, at least according to some critics. Heritage Foundation research fellow Nina Schaefer told the Salem Radio Network this week that making the Affordable Care Act subsidies permanent would be irresponsible.
We'll throw more money at the subsidies and allow the insurance plans to reap the benefit from that. But we still have premiums that are increasing across the board.
And the Inflation Reduction Act could cause less innovation, according to critics. They say that there's just not enough motivation for people to do things if they're not assured at least the possibility of a big return. Republican Tom Cotton of Arkansas, an Iraq War veteran and member of the powerful Senate Committees on Intelligence and Armed Services, this week discussed the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. He says that the president's waffling and wavering are not helping.
President Biden is already waffling and wavering barely 3 weeks after the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust.
Meanwhile, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Simone Ledeen says Israel has very good reason to do as it is and proceed with caution in its ground offensive against Hamas in Gaza.
As we've learned, there are all these tunnels that Hamas has built and where they're storing a lot of their equipment, they've booby-trapped a lot of things. And so in order to reduce the number of Israeli casualties, they're taking this very slowly.
And Ledeen also says Israel is making maximum use of precision airstrikes and even targeted assassinations. She was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Most members of Congress have stood firmly behind Israel since the Hamas attack. One Missouri Democrat, though, called Israel's response ethnic cleansing. This is SRN News. Another defeat for the Satanic Temple. Here's Michael Harrington.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by the group to block Indiana's new pro-life law that places a near total ban on abortion. Members of the Satanic Temple argue that the law violates their religious freedom because they consider abortion to be a sacrament. This legal tactic also failed in Texas, where a judge kicked the Satanists' case out back in July. The temple is deeply invested in abortion, recently opening a clinic in New Mexico. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A modest pro-life revolution seems to be sweeping Russia. While abortion is still legal and widely available, some private clinics there have stopped offering it as part of their services. The health ministry has mandated talking points for doctors designed to discourage women from terminating their pregnancies. New regulations will soon severely restrict access to many abortifacient drugs as well. So chemical abortions will also be out of reach. This is SRN News. Trade and economy officials from the group of seven wealthy democracies have strengthened their pledge to work together to ensure a smooth supply chain for essentials like energy and food despite global uncertainties.
The nations promised in a statement to maintain what they called a free and fair trading system at the end of a recent two-day meeting in Osaka. Worries are growing about maintaining a stable supply of computer chips as well as essential minerals like lithium, which are critical these days amid the demand for electric vehicles and other green energy. The G7 includes the U.S., Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and Britain.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A strong earthquake has shaken northwestern Nepal. Officials say at least 128 people are dead and dozens more injured as rescuers search mountain villages there. The quake struck in the northwestern part of the country. More details at srnnews.com.